Alright folks, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something really powerful. Overcoming anxiety with self-compassion. Now, let's be real, anxiety's a part of life, right? It's that nagging feeling, that butterflies in your stomach before a big presentation or that constant worry that just won't quit. Ever felt like you're caught in a hamster wheel of negative thoughts, replaying the same worries over and over? You know that feeling when your mind goes into overdrive and you just want to hit the pause button? Well, today we're going to learn how to hit that pause button, not with some temporary escape tactic, but with something truly powerful. Self-compassion. Think about it like this. Would you be as harsh on a friend struggling with anxiety? Probably not, right? We'd offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a hug. But when it comes to ourselves, sometimes we can be our own worst critics. We get caught in the trap of judgment and negativity, beating ourselves up over every little mistake or worry. But here's the game changer. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your anxieties, it's about acknowledging them with kindness and understanding. It's about recognizing that you're human, and humans experience a full range of emotions, including anxiety. So, what does overcoming anxiety with self-compassion actually look like? Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. First, practice mindfulness. Seriously, it's not just a buzzword. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you feel anxiety creeping in, try taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple act can help ground you in the present and ease those racing thoughts. Second, challenge those negative self-talk patterns. Ever notice how our inner voice can be a real jerk sometimes? Well, it's time to call that inner critic out. When those negative thoughts pop up, I'm not good enough, I always mess things up, acknowledge them, but don't let them define you. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? And most importantly, what would I say to a friend who was having these thoughts? Third, practice self-care. Now, I'm not talking about indulging in every whim, though that can be nice sometimes. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about making time for things that bring you joy and help you relax, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. Fourth, remember that you are not alone. Anxiety is incredibly common, and there are tons of resources available to help you manage it. Don't be afraid to reach out to a therapist, counselor, or support group. Talking to someone who understands what you're going through can make a world of difference. And finally, be patient with yourself. Overcoming anxiety takes time and effort. There will be good days and bad days. Celebrate the small victories and don't get discouraged by setbacks. Remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. Let me tell you about Sarah. I used to work with her at a company that was known for its super high-pressure environment. Sarah was incredibly talented, but she struggled with anxiety big time. She'd constantly worry about deadlines, make critical mistakes, even though they were minor, and often second-guessed herself even when she had good ideas. It got to the point where it impacted her work performance and her overall well-being. But then Sarah started practicing self-compassion. She learned to challenge those negative thought patterns, focus on her strengths, and take breaks to recharge. She also made an effort to be kind to herself, celebrating her accomplishments, no matter how small, and acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes. Slowly but surely, Sarah started to feel a shift. Her anxiety lessened, she felt more confident in her abilities, and her work performance soared. Now, let's recap the powerful lessons we've learned today. Practicing mindfulness can help ground you in the present moment. Challenging negative self-talk is crucial for shifting those thought patterns. Making time for self-care nourishes your well-being, and remember, you are not alone in this journey. Reach out for support and be patient with yourself. Alright, listeners, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion? What strategies have worked for you in managing anxiety? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other and navigate this journey together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and remember to take care of yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.